Summer Night by Jim Butcher. This production is brought to you by Buzzy Multimedia Audiobooks and is read to you by James Marsters.
Chapter 1. It rained toads the day the White Council came to town. I got out of the Blue Beetle, my beat-up old Volkswagen Bug, and squinted against the midsummer sunlight. Lake Meadow Park lies a bit south of Chicago's Loop, a long sprint from Lake Michigan's shores. Even in heat like we'd had lately, the park would normally be crowded with people. Today it was deserted, but for an old lady with a shopping cart and a long coat tottering around the park. It wasn't yet noon, and my sweats and t-shirt were too hot for the weather. I squinted around the park for a moment, took a couple of steps onto the grass, and got hit on the head by something damp and squishy. I flinched and slapped at my hair. Something small fell past my face and onto the ground at my feet. A toad. Not a big one, as toads go. It could easily have sat in the palm of my hand. It wobbled for a few moments upon hitting the ground, and then let out a bleary croak and started hopping drunkenly away. I looked around me and saw other toads on the ground, a lot of them. The sound of their croaking grew louder as I walked further into the park. Even as I watched, several more amphibians plopped out of the sky, as though the Almighty had dropped them down a laundry chute. Toads hopped around everywhere. They didn't carpet the ground, but you couldn't possibly miss them. Every moment or so, you could hear the thump of another one landing. Their croaking sounded vaguely like the speech chatter of a crowded room. "Weird, huh?" said an eager voice. I looked up to see a short young man with broad shoulders and a confident walk coming towards me. Billy the Werewolf wore sweatpants and a plain dark t-shirt. A year or two ago, the outfit would have concealed the 40 or 50 extra pounds.